You're listening to Beyond Bourbon Street, an insider's guide to New Orleans. Beyond Bourbon Street is the podcast where we explore the food, music, culture, places, and people that make New Orleans unique. Whether you are planning a trip, living in New Orleans, or simply wanting a taste of the Crescent City from wherever you are, you've come to the right place. And now, your host, Mark Bologna.
Hey y'all, this is Mark. Welcome to episode 120. I'm recording this in October 2020, still in the midst of COVID. Lots of you ask in the Facebook group about things to do in New Orleans right now and how to experience the city from afar. The obvious answer to the last question is to listen to the podcast, right? As well as our Facebook group and our Instagram page. But beyond that, I came up with this idea challenging myself to think about the city through the lens of the alphabet. As a result, I thought about each letter and how I could tie it into New Orleans in some way where you could either experience that thing in person, from afar, or you could learn something. Since the alphabet's 26 letters, of course, I broke it into two episodes, and today is the second part, so if you missed the last one, you might want to go listen to that one first. With that out of the way, let's jump in. Today's episode is sponsored by Workplace Solutions. They offer furniture and technology products for corporate, education, and healthcare environments, plus individuals. Through partnerships with Steelcase and Microsoft, Workplace Solutions creates spaces that expand employee creativity and productivity through transformation of everyday space. They have a guide on their website at WPS.com. If you're looking to recreate your workplace for hundreds of employees in a post-COVID world or build out your home office like I am, then visit with Paul and the team over at Workplace Solutions. Lizwood Realty is also a sponsor today, and the most frequent questions I get are about moving to New Orleans. If you're ready to make the move, you need a good realtor, and that's where Liz comes in. Let Liz and the team over at Lizwood Realty help you find the right place. They can really help you out, whether you plan to rent or buy. Look, New Orleans is a terrific city. I have a whole podcast about it. But choosing the neighborhood that's the best fit for you and your family can be overwhelming. Liz makes that process fun and easy. Reach out to Liz at lizwoodrealty.com and make your dream of living in New Orleans a reality. More and more members of our Facebook community and our podcast community have done just that, and they've been happy with the service and also the way that Liz helps build community after the sale so that you don't just come to a new city and then you're still lost and trying to get acclimated. She really does a great job with that, and I think it's one of the things that sets her apart. I'll put a link in the show notes as well to an article that Liz wrote about moving to New Orleans and why sometimes renting is the best first choice. I mean, think about that. How many realtors are willing to tell you that, knowing that a purchase would result in a higher commission? But that's the way Liz is. She wants to help you out in the best way that's possible. So again, that's lizwoodrealty.com. One more before we jump in, our Patreon supporters. If you love the podcast, the Facebook group, and the work I'm doing, please consider becoming a monthly supporter. You can find out more at patreon.com/beyondbourbonst, and we'll put a link in the show notes too. But for the price of a cup of coffee or a beer or two, you can help me continue to share my lens of New Orleans. And if you pledge $10 or more per month, we'll mention you on the show, like J.D. Massey, Annette Castro, Tammy Grova, Loretta Davis, Carl Casarda, Kim Sitz, and Deidre Fountain. Now that we've paid the bills, let's jump into this episode. And like I mentioned, we covered A through M last time. So this time we're going to pick up with the letter N and kind of just talk about some things in New Orleans that you can eat, see, do, enjoy, street names, all that kind of stuff. We got a lot of positive feedback last time. With the one exception, my mother pointed out that for J, I should have chosen Japonica Street, which for many years was the home of the SPCA. So sorry about that, Mom. Japonica Street it is. I stand corrected there. Let's see. N. One of the first things that comes to we left off the last show with the letter M and the muffalata. And one of the best muffalatas in town comes from Napoleon House. They are known for their heated muffalatas, and I think pretty much straight through COVID, you've been able to go and pick up a heated muffalata even when they couldn't have patrons inside. So, and it's for Napoleon House and their heated muffalata. It's also for Neos, which is a great, some people say Neos. It's a great hole-in-the-wall neighborhood place that reminds me a little bit of my parents' old place, Teddy's Grill. Again, you can get good drinks also at Napoleon House. and is also for the National World War II Museum. And one of the things I love about the museum is not only can you experience it in person, but they have a lot of interactive exhibits on their website. And we had done an episode about them. I'll have to go in and find that and link it in the show notes to today's show. But whether you're here in person, and depending on when you're hearing this, you know, you have to look at their schedule and see what they're doing in terms of allowing patrons. But you can also go online and see some wonderful photography and read stories and histories. And I think there's even a way to submit your own history, your own family's history in terms of World War II. So the National World War II Museum is definitely a part of that. In terms of street names, for me, that's easy. That's Napoleon. You know, long French history in New Orleans, and a lot of, I guess they would be called Napoleonites, certainly back in the day as well. Napoleon is a big street that intersects with St. Charles Avenue and plays a big role in Mardi Gras. A lot of the parades start on Napoleon Avenue. So that's a street that I think of when I think of the letter N. A little bit of Lagniappe. Two of our partners are NOLA Boards and NOLA T-Shirt Club. So if you see my morning pictures on Facebook, you often see me in a NOLA T-Shirt Club T-shirt. And NOLA Boards, Mandy Simpson, the owner or co-owner, along with her husband, just dropped off a really gorgeous hardwood board that you're going to start seeing a lot as I use it to prepare my family meals. And one last bit of Lagniappe on N. If you don't follow NOLA Maven on social media, you should. You're missing out on a great lens of New Orleans. I keep trying and meaning to get Susan on the show. But she's a terrific follow on social media, and really she's active in our Facebook group as well. Moving on to the letter O, of course, I think of oysters. I like fried oysters, but I also like the oysters at Drago's that are charbroiled, and there's several places that do charbroiled oysters. But oysters is a thing. If you can get them in your area, you could certainly duplicate fried oysters or a charbroiled oyster recipe with some work. In terms of drink, I think that's pretty easy, the old fashioned. And those of you that are patrons got to take part in a drink and learn cocktail virtual happy hour with Elizabeth Pierce. Elizabeth is a friend of mine, a former guest on the show, and she also hosts virtual cocktail hours through her business, Drink and Learn. We did, again, a couple of free, or I paid for it, but free for our patrons, where she taught us how to make an old fashioned. And that is one of my favorite New Orleans drinks. Of course, you can drink it with rye or bourbon. And I think she's going to offer, it'll be paid, but we're going to do an offer for our Facebook group, the Beyond Bourbon Street crew, if you're interested. When I think about things to do, I think about the Ogden Museum. And again, depending on when you listen to this, will impact whether they're open or not open or partially open. But the Ogden Museum in the Warehouse District is a great spot and near lots of other things to do. When it comes to streets, I think of Octavia and Oak Street. Octavia, because I love the sound of it, but it is also home of Octavia Books. Very often when I need a book or I need some inspiration for an episode, I will go to Octavia Books, and Tom Loewenberg and the team over there. One, I think they're the most knowledgeable or among the most knowledgeable in the city in terms of helping. I can walk in with a topic and say, who's the expert in the city? Are there any books? Are there any authors? Is there somebody you know? And they always seem to be able to answer that question. And they seem as excited as I do about the research. So Octavia makes me think of that. It also makes me think, I should have put this under the T, but right around the corner, actually almost adjacent to Octavia Books, is a place called Toast, which is a terrific little breakfast shop. They make Ebelskivers, which are kind of stuffed pancakes, I guess, for lack of a better term. Really good breakfast place. They do a good job right now during COVID with outdoor dining. And then I think about Oak Street. I've talked about Oak before in Riverbend, in the Carrollton neighborhood. A lot of things to do and see and music to hear. They just opened. There's a brewery that I haven't checked out yet over on Oak as well. So even when things are closed, it's a fun little walk, and then you're very close to the river, so that you have that going for you too. In terms of a little bit of Lagniappe when it comes to the letter O, how about Frederick Olmsted? If that name sounds familiar, the Olmsteds designed and created Central Park, and they also were responsible for the World's Fair in Chicago. But Frederick Olmsted designed, he had a hand in the Big Hand in the World's Fair in 1884 here in New Orleans, but the result of that was designing Audubon Park, and so much of what you see today was designed by Frederick Olmsted. Moving on to the letter P, of course, po' boys is the first thing that comes to mind, but there's a lot for P. There's po' boys in the many varieties. There's pralines in the many varieties of pralines. Parkway Bakery is a great place and always, well, has had outdoor dining for a decade or more, and so they're well suited for today. But you also have two of our favorite snowball stands, Pandora and Plum Street Snowballs, both really good, both been around a long time, terrific. We are hitting just a nice little spell where it's dropped into the 70s, but still time in early October for some more snowballs. In terms of drink, probably the most famous drink, and many of you are saying it right now, if you've ever been to Jean Lafitte's blacksmith shop on Bourbon Street, is their purple drink, or a lot of people like to call it their purple drink. I'm not exactly sure what's in it, but you just walk in and order a purple drink, and you're going to get a sweet concoction with a high alcohol content. So that's what that I think of. In terms of streets, Britannia is the street that I met my wife, Marie, on, so it will always be special to me. For those of you that are runners, the Crescent City Classic used to go from Jackson Square downtown, down Britannia, or from Jackson Square in downtown, in the French Quarter, uptown, through the Garden District and the uptown neighborhoods, and into Audubon Park, where it would end, and it would take Britannia Street for its route almost entirely. So the combination of that and good memories of that, along with meeting Marie many, many years ago on Britannia, makes that street special for me. The other street that I like, just because it's fun to say, is Poey Far or Poey Fair, but it's mostly pronounced Poey Far by New Orleanians, P-O-E-Y-F-A-R-R-E. So it's hard to say that three times without smiling, so there's a little pick-me-up for you. Moving on to the letter Q. Well, the letter Q makes me think of the Queen of Mardi Gras, and that means Queen of Carnival. The person who reigns over Mardi Gras is the Queen of Carnival, the Queen of Rex, the organization. And one of the neat ways to learn about that, there's a couple. You can check out Arthur Hardy's excellent Mardi Gras guide annually. You can he has a coffee table book. But you can go to Arno's, and they have a wonderful museum that is devoted to Mardi Gras, but primarily devoted to some of the ball gowns that one of the owners or one of the former owners wore. And so there's a lot of history about the Queen of Carnival there. You can also see a lot of history if you go to the Rex Room over at Antoine's. But I think the Queen of Carnival, and that's a fun thing to kind of research and look at, and you can see from afar. So every year on WDSU, you can watch the meeting of the courts and get to learn a lot about, on public television, you can see that as well. But the Queen of Mardi Gras is what I think of for the letter Q. My wife said technically we could refer to the quarter, the French Quarter, so that would also fit. The Creole Queen, the steamship, which that one generally takes you down to Chalmette Battlefield. And then the Queen and Crescent Hotel. As you guys know, we have a longtime sponsor, the Old 77, in the Warehouse District. But in the Central Business District, just a couple blocks away, is the Queen and Crescent Hotel. And that's also a really nice property. Let's see, I mentioned Arno's. Oh, I should also mention the Voodoo Queen, Marie Laveau. We've done an episode with Carol Morrow Long about Marie Laveau. And when St. Louis number 1 is open, you can go take a tour and see the tomb or the alleged tomb of Marie Laveau. But certainly the Voodoo Queen would count for the letter Q. And I'll put a link in the show notes to the episode we did with Carol Morrow Long about Marie Laveau. And she wrote a really terrific book about her as well. So you have both the Queens of Mardi Gras and the Queen of Voodoo. That seems like a good bookend for the letter Q. R always makes me think of red beans and rice. In fact, if you make red beans and rice, I would love for you to post a picture the next time you make it, or if you have an old picture, in our Facebook group, the Beyond Bourbon Street Crew. It was one of the things that was very, very popular at our restaurant, Teddy's Grill. It's one of the few recipes from Teddy's Grill that I still make, and we figured out how to scale down from about 20 gallons to a couple gallons that we can make for our family and store a little bit. But red beans and rice is the thing I think of when I think about eating and the letter R. In terms of places to see, I love the Rusty Rainbow Bridge in Crescent Park. I think I mentioned Crescent Park in the last episode. It's just downriver from the French Quarter as you head into the Marigny and then the Bywater. It's right along the river, very close to a couple of really fun places. Bratschall for German-style beers and fresh-made pretzels, and right next to it, Pizza Delicious, and then right next to that is Euclid Records. All of those are very, very close to the Crescent Bridge or the Rusty Rainbow Bridge in Crescent Park. You're downriver of the French Quarter, and so you get some really neat views of the Crescent City Connection Bridge and of the river traffic. And there's a biking, walking path around that and lots of landscaping. So that's a really neat thing if you haven't been there. R also stands for Royal Street, home of Doreen Ketchens and lots of other musicians, street musicians, as well as some really terrific antique shops, window shopping, all those sorts of things. I also wanted to mention, because it's sort of unbelievable in 2020, that we have a Robert E. Lee Street. You may very well know that the Robert E. Lee statue in what was then called Lee Circle has been taken down the last couple of years, but we still have a Robert E. Lee Street. And I grew up right near Robert E. Lee Boulevard. And so it had a pretty significant place in my life in the sense of riding bikes. And there was a little corner grocery store we used to go to and all that thing. So my guess and my hope is that Robert E. Lee Boulevard goes away sometime soon. But and there's not really much reason to visit it. It's in a neighborhood in New Orleans that's somewhat suburban. But you would certainly go visit Royal Street, and don't miss the Rusty Rainbow Bridge if you've never been. In fact, I need to take the drone out there and film some footage of it and share that with you. Let's see, moving on to the letter S. Snowballs, of course. We've already mentioned Pandora's and Plum Street. Snowbliz, Ashley Hansen's place. Starts with an S, of course, and they sell delicious snowballs. We're getting to the time of year where they start to cut back, and that's making me think I need to go over there when I finish today. But you got snowballs, fried shrimp, two of my favorite things, start with an S. In terms of a drink, that one's easy for me, a Sazerac. I think, in fact, when we do the Drink and Learn Beyond Bourbon Street crew virtual happy hour with Elizabeth, we'll probably do a Sazerac. Have her teach us the history of it and also how to make it. Things to do. You could take a swamp tour, and there's several versions of them. I am very soon going to go head out on a Honey Island swamp tour with one of our newest partners, Jessica Golly, over at the Honey Island Kayak Swamp Tour Company. You could take a traditional one on an airboat, but I am very intrigued. I have enjoyed paddling and kayaking in the swamps and bayous, and I think that's a really neat way to see nature and to learn a lot, and to just kind of chill out and relax as best we can these days and get to enjoy just a different side of New Orleans and think about, what the swamp means to us. So a swamp tour would be high on my list, but it would be with somebody like Jessica Golly. And the Honey Island Swamp is amazing in terms of the ecosystem and all of that. In fact, like I said, I'm going to get out there with Jessica soon. I was waiting for the weather to break, and it has certainly done that. But closer to home, the streetcar, of course. The red streetcar, the green streetcar, but a streetcar on St. Charles Avenue, to me, is awful nice, particularly when the weather's like this, where it's breezy. And on the green streetcar, of course, the window's open. There's no air conditioning, but the window's open. And so this is a really nice time of year to enjoy that. Also with an S, the St. Louis Cathedral. You know, there's been a cathedral or a church on that ground really since New Orleans was founded. This is the third iteration due to fires. There have been several fires there over the years. And when I think of streets, I think of St. Charles Avenue, of course, but I also think of St. Peter's Street as well. And South Peter's runs kind of off of Decatur, and it was actually in the Crescent City Classic I mentioned earlier for running buffs, you'd go down South Peter's and cross through the Warehouse District, and then it would connect as you left the back of the Warehouse District, it would connect with Britannia. And so from there, you would then run straight to Audubon Park. So that's the old route for those of you that are interested in that. T is for turtle soup. Do you like turtle soup? I'd love to know that. So let me know on the social medias or in the Facebook group. If you do love turtle soup, I think one of the best is at Commander's Palace. Toujak's, I don't know if Toujak's has turtle soup. I would imagine they do. But Toujak's is also something to do or a place to go eat that starts with the letter T. But turtle soup, you either love it or are completely freaked out about it. A good turtle soup is delicious, though, with some sherry in it. In terms of things to see or do, I would say the Tree of Life. So when I get back to my Saturday morning walks, I want to take you guys along on a walk on the side of Audubon Zoo. And among other things, on the side where the giraffes are, which would be the downtown side of the zoo, there is something called the Tree of Life. It's a beautiful tree. It now has a walking path around it. It's often the scene or the site of weddings, and you can't reserve it. So occasionally you will see two weddings set up almost side by side. And, you know, I think when that happens, they just kind of work it out. Right there, there's a lot to do if you want to be outside. You're not far from the Batcher, behind the zoo, on the Mississippi River. You're in a nice area to walk, a nice neighborhood. There's also a labyrinth right a half a block, 100 yards from the Tree of Life. In terms of streets, we have two terrific streets with T's. We have Chapatulas and Terpsichore, which here we would pronounce Terpsichore. So Terpsichore and Chapatulas. Feels like those ought to go on a shirt if my friends Jackie and John are listening over at the NOLA T-shirt Club. I would say if you can pronounce Chapatulas and Terpsichore correctly, you might be a New Orleanian. Let's see, what else do we have? For you, I had a hard time with this, so if you have any, really for the next few, I'd love to hear about them in the group, but the Ursuline Convent. I keep meaning to do a show about the Ursuline Convent and the history of the Ursuline nuns in New Orleans. It's a long history, and it's one that plays a real role whether you are interested in just the 300 plus years of history in New Orleans, whether you're interested in slavery, in voodoo, in so many things. The records that were kept by the Ursuline nuns play a large role back then and today in understanding our history. The convent itself is beautiful and open to the public with tours, at least typically. I don't know about right now. During the French Quarter Fest, one of the venues is the chapel there, where you can hear some beautiful music. Also, when I think of the letter U, I think of Union Passenger Terminal, and that's the Greyhound station, the train station. There are some really terrific Art Deco murals there. And so you wouldn't normally think maybe to go to the train station, certainly if you've come into the city a different way. But it is really interesting if you're into photography and Art Deco in particular, to go duck your head in there one day and check that out. In terms of U streets, there's Ursuline and Upper Line. And then Ulloa. Ulloa was an early Spanish governor, I believe, of the city. When I think about places, though, I think of the University of New Orleans. Again, another topic I should probably do a whole episode on, but an urban campus right out on Lake Pontchartrain. And then I think of course, the Upper Ninth Ward. Lots of culture there in the Ninth Ward. We just lost Ronald Lewis from the House of Dance and Feathers in the Ninth Ward, although I think he was technically in the lower nine, but U can also be for the upper Ninth Ward. When we think of V, again, I struggled with this, so if you have some things, I'd love to hear about them, but of course the Vucaré is another word for another phrase for the French Quarter. I also think about video, and what I mean by that is New Orleans has this audio and video soundtrack and image, right? And so it's a great place to take video. If you are a vlogger or if you're just on vacation or you just have a phone and want to capture some memories, I think New Orleans is a fun place to do that and to use video to capture and share some of those moments. The Vucaré, the French Quarter, is really interesting to me right now because there's so few people. Although I think there's too many people at night, not necessarily wearing masks and just kind of congregating at a time when we still need to be socially distancing. If there's an upside, and I'm stretching, but if there's an upside to COVID, it's that you can go wander the French Quarter on a lot of days now, particularly earlier in the day or during weekdays during the daytime, and it's nearly empty. Starting to come back a little bit, and I sure hope for the business's sake And for all of the people employed by those businesses, it comes back sooner than later. But really interesting time to wander and take pictures and not deal with so much of the traffic and the both the crowds wandering around as well as real traffic with cars and things like that. So it's an interesting time to go explore the French Quarter, the Vieux Carré. In terms of streets, there's Valence, Versailles, Valmont. Versailles is really an interesting street. It's in the Fontainebleau neighborhood, and you have this, it's a pretty short street, but you have some really big houses, and then you have this one section right off of Versailles called Trianon Place. And of course, if you've been to Versailles in France, there is the Trianon and the Petit Trianon. And so Trianon Place ties into Versailles, both in France and also here in New Orleans. And Trianon Place is just a tiny little, essentially a cul-de-sac with just really unique architecture. And the street Versailles includes a house that is not a miniature of the Palace of Versailles, but certainly feels like a French chateau or a French, something you would see in the French countryside. So one of my favorite streets. It's not terribly far from where we live, so sometimes I get to ride my bike or run past it. When I think of the letter W in terms of New Orleans, I think of Worcestershire sauce. And the reason for that is it's an essential ingredient in one of my favorite dishes, barbecue shrimp. So barbecued shrimp, you've longtime listeners have heard, it's a essentially shrimp sautéed in a lemon butter garlic Worcestershire sauce, right? The original was made at Pascal's Manali, still served there, still terrific there. My favorite is at Mr. B's Bistro, although it's a pretty fun and relatively easy dish to cook at home, and you can make it with the heads on the shrimp, with fresh shrimp, with the shells on, which is the way you would get it here. You can peel the shrimp ahead of time if you want to make it a little bit easier and do it that way. So anywhere that you can get fresh shrimp, you can make barbecue shrimp, because the rest of the ingredients are pretty universal. Again, garlic, butter, Worcestershire sauce, lemon. So I think of Worcestershire when I think of the letter W. In terms of places to visit, we've talked about today and in the past, the Warehouse District. Really a wonderful area. It's home to the old 77 Hotel, home to the what they now sort of call the Arts District, home to lots of great places to eat. I'm thinking La Boca. I just had a great steak last night at home, but La Boca is a great steakhouse in the Warehouse District. Lots of museums. But the other thing I was thinking that I don't often refer to it this way, but on Jackson Square, as you leave the square and cross Decatur heading towards the river, and you go up and you hit, if you're familiar, you go up the steps and you can look back or look towards the river. That's Washington Artillery Park. So that is where you often get the views of the Andrew Jackson statue in the foreground with the St. Louis Cathedral and flanked by the Cabildo and the Presbyter. You often see that picture. And that comes from Washington Artillery Park. It's a great spot day or night to take a picture from. I mentioned Nola Maven recently, and I think I mentioned her earlier in the show, and I think I saw recently on social media that she had taken a picture from there looking at the cathedral, because the square is closed and there just aren't many people around. So it's a rare chance to get a picture without people in that picture. And then in terms of streets, Washington Avenue is significant to me. Let me grab a quick glass of water. Washington Avenue is significant to me because it is the street that the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club's parade, which we'll mention in a moment, on Mardi Gras morning comes out of the neighborhood, out of the Treme, and onto St. Charles Avenue, but it does that by coming along Washington Avenue. X is for Xavier University. Xavier is unique in a bunch of ways. It is a Roman Catholic and historically black college here in the city. It's the only HBCU, historically black college and university, that is Roman Catholic. While it is historically black, about 28% of the student population actually isn't African American, and these days only about 25% of the population is Roman Catholic, even though it was founded as a Roman Catholic school. One of its former heads is Norman Francis, Xavier University takes up several square blocks, but one of the borders is Jefferson Davis Parkway. The city council recently voted to get rid of Jefferson Davis Parkway, and they are going to name it after Norman Francis, who was the longtime dean and then the dean emeritus of Xavier University, did a lot for civil rights and certainly a ton for the city of New Orleans and Xavier. And it only makes sense that if we were going to get rid of a street named after the president of the Confederacy, there are few, if any, better representatives of New Orleans than Dr. Norman Francis. And so they're in the process of making that change. Lots of notables from Xavier University, but among them, notable alumni, but among them is our current mayor, Mayor Cantrell. Lots of feelings about Mayor Cantrell and the way that she's handled COVID. I understand that. But she also happens to be the first female mayor of New Orleans and the first female African-American mayor of New Orleans, and she is an alumnus of Xavier University. Let's see. This next one is the one I had the hardest time with, Y. So the letter Y. If you have anything tied to the letter Y that I'm sure I'm missing something obvious, if you're in the Facebook group, drop something in there when I post this episode and tell me what you think of that starts with the letter Y when you think of New Orleans. After a bunch of thinking and researching, I came up with Dominic Yu. He was a pirate and a privateer that hung out with Jean Lafitte and his band of pirates. He played a role in the Battle of New Orleans, among many other things. He also, there's a long side story, but there was a guy named Gerard, and there's a Gerard Street near the Superdome now. But Gerard was obsessed with Napoleon and had bought a very expensive home in New Orleans and offered to give it or loan it to Napoleon to live in exile. And then when that didn't really pan out, he even had this plan where he thought about kidnapping Napoleon to bring him to New Orleans so that he could see how great it was. And I think at least rumor had it, or lore, that Dominique Yu was going to be involved in that he was going to hire this famous pirate to work on this plan he had hatched to somehow capture Napoleon and fritter him away from the British and then bring him to the United States, bring him to New Orleans and let him live in this lavish home that he bought. So I don't know, that alone is probably podcast worthy. But if you have something else that starts with the letter Y, I would love to hear it. And then finally, when I think of Z, I mentioned earlier, the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club. Zulu is such a part of Mardi Gras. You know, Mardi Gras morning with Zulu parading ahead of Rex, the tradition with the coconuts. But the other thing is the name of the organization is the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club. They're located on Claiborne Avenue, and they play a really important part in the community in terms of they've been around long enough, and they were founded to help members of the African-American community who were shunned and segregated and experience racism, you know, to help there was a benevolent part where they would help out people that needed help. There was a part that would help when people needed to be buried. I'm sure they're still involved in both of those things. The members of the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club, while they're known for the magnificent parade on Mardi Gras Day, they contribute an awful lot to the culture and to the foundation of our city, and particularly our black inhabitants of the city, in trying to not only fight for them, but take care of each other. And so Zulu is just a vital part of New Orleans. New Orleans would not be the same without the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club. In terms of Z and street names, this one's easy. It's Zimple. And Zimple was a man that helped lay out he was a surveyist, and he helped lay out the original footprint of the city, or certainly the original footprint, but also in Carrollton. When I did the episode on Riverbend and Carrollton and Oak Street, we talked about that. This being New Orleans, I love the fact that Zimple is spelled two ways. Zimple is the correct way, but there are street signs in New Orleans where it is spelled Zimpel. And sometimes you can go just a block apart and see a change. So that is a quirk that is, it just sort of sums up New Orleans a little bit, and certainly our infrastructure. But Z is for Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club, and Mr. Zimple, who is rolling in his grave probably over the misspelling of his name, that in a city that he helped to lay out. So there you have it. Those are my takes on the alphabet as it relates to New Orleans. If you missed the earlier episode, the last one, you want to go back and check it out and see what I had to say about A through M, and then join me in the Facebook group and let me know, did I hit the points or what did I miss? What was the thing you're yelling about when you hear me say this, right? I would love to know. Yeah, so check it out. We'll put links in the show notes to some of the other things that we mentioned previous episodes over at beyondbourbonst.com. You can also find discount codes from our sponsors and partners, and we're adding all the time. But that includes places like NOLA Boards, Coast Roast Coffee, NOLA T-shirt Club of the Month, Honey Island Swamp Kayak Tours, I mentioned Jessica earlier, The Occasional Wife. So if you're looking to move or have an estate sale, or gosh, they're called The Occasional Wife, and they will basically do whatever you need them to do. Lots of work with moving and estate sales these days. And also my dear friend Elizabeth Pierce and her Drink and Learn virtual cocktail tours and cocktail happy hours. So lots of things to check out, again, over at beyondbourbonst.com/120.
New episodes are available every other Wednesday. If you're enjoying the podcast, please share it with someone else who loves New Orleans as much as you do. Until next time, laissez le bon temps rouler.
Thanks for listening to the Beyond Bourbon Street podcast. Find us anytime at beyondbourbonst.com.